This is KUT. Western wear has long been able to cross genres and be loved by everyone from conservative ranchers to rock stars. An Austin company called Fort Lonesome is carrying on that tradition. As part of an occasional series on things made here in Austin, reporter Jenny Dubin recently paid Fort Lonesome a visit, and she asked, why has our fascination with old-school cowboy gear endured?
I think that it's because we actually want a national uniform. I think that we crave that.
That's Kathy Sever. She owns Fort Lonesome, a local chain stitch embroidery business that also makes custom Western wear.
And I think that for whatever reason, some of that classic Western wear look feels uniquely American.
Using a hand crank, chain stitching, which creates a series of looped stitches that form a chain-like pattern, allows the artist to essentially draw with the machine.
It's not unlike sewing using an etch-a-sketch. There's a different sort of language that you need to learn to speak in order to understand how the machine works, and then you have to kind of learn your handwriting and your language and your particular style.
Sever says she's a storyteller, a thread-based storyteller to be exact.
A lot of what we do is sort of a visual interpretation of stories that people tell us about their lives. We're sort of trying to build on the age-old art of incorporating significant imagery into garmentry.
Sever says no idea is off limits, whether that's pairing St. Francis of Assisi with Grover from Sesame Street or immortalizing a favorite car or pet.
There's not a lot of ways that people allow themselves to kind of be flamboyant, especially men. Western wear is one of those weird pockets where it's okay for men to really go kind of crazy with whatever they're wearing, because there's this cultural appreciation of why and how, and that it can still be masculine while also colorful and shiny.
Fort Lonesome's garments aren't just a throwback to another era. When you walk into their East Austin workshop, it's like taking a walk back in time.
Loretta was the first machine. I named her a long time ago. And then when I got Patsy, I was just naming them after the music that I was listening to or whatever. And so then a theme sort of was born.
Yep, you heard that right. The vintage Singer machines are named after, well, singers.
Yeah, Patsy does tend to be more agile, a little more straightforward as far as doing what you tell her to do.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight.
Clementine is the machine that I usually work on and is kind of known as being the most solid of all of the machines, but has a motor that acts up and drives everybody bonkers and tends to take off like a freight train.
And Sever admits she spends a good deal of time fixing her temperamental stars.
So when things go wrong, it can be traumatic because you don't always know if it's going to be something that you have the resources to fix, or if you need to find a machinist who maybe you can ask to try to recreate a part that's been out of creation for, you know, decades.
So there are challenges. Still, Fort Lonesome's custom creations are in high demand. Sever has designed clothes for everyone from rock stars to grandmas, and for companies from Levi's to Ralph Lauren.
Chain stitching is a lost art, but it is a lost art that is being refound.
Jenny Dubin, KUT News.
Had our number changed today, although I hate it too. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. And it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Just dial lonesome 77203.